honored for his groundbreaking work in the spiritual, holistic, and community-based healing of veterans and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Dr. Ed Tick has been a psychotherapist for 40 years and has been specializing in work with veterans since the 1970s. Later this month, the Soldier's Heart Summer Institute presents Trauma, Healing, and the Human Spirit, which will happen June 28th through the 30th at the Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York. Ed Tick's keynote is entitled Navigating the Apocalypse from Military to Global Trauma. He is a dear friend of this program, and we are always pleased to welcome Ed Tick back to the roundtable. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm well, and thank you very much for having me and continuing to help represent important work to our community.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program and to spotlight the great work that you do in our community and throughout the world. So let us, I don't even know where to begin because there's so much going on, but let me start with the name of your particular presentation, Navigating the Apocalypse. God, that seems gloomy.
Yes, it does seem gloomy. It feels gloomy. I'm sorry to say that we all understand we're in gloomy times.
Right.
And one of the important contributions mental health can make to our community and our world today is being honest about the gloomy times we're in, how profoundly everybody's being affected by the various forms of trauma going on in our country and around the world, not just the military trauma I've specialized in, and look together at the comprehensive condition that we've arrived in, which is biblical, apocalyptic, because the trauma is occurring on every dimension imaginable, from the most personal to the most collective, and then developing a comprehensive vision of the challenges that, of our times, with trauma being perhaps our major mental health concern now, and then gathering together to look for meaningful solutions, not just for individual healing. We're always concerned about the survivors and the victims, but also what we can do collectively to change our trajectory.
Global trauma. So I think we're what are we talking about when we're talking about that? I mean, are we talking about picking up the paper and seeing what's happening in the world? Is that the global trauma of how we're personally affected by it, or is it deeper than that?
Well, it's deeper than that. We are being traumatized daily. And I hear and you hear from all over the country, when you have to report the daily news, whenever there's a traumatic event, the school shootings, environmental breakdown, our governmental breakdown, and our institutions being unable to effectively respond to all of these monstrous problems, the way the children of the refugees are being traumatized, the degree to which we have military operations going on all over the world and the public doesn't even know about this. So people are being traumatized daily. I hear reports from all over the country about the depth of despair, suicide rates going up, depression going up, people disconnecting from the community just to try to hide out and protect themselves. That's the personal dimension, and it's affecting everybody. But the deeper dimension of global trauma is that we have economic, social, ethnic, cultural, political unrest, environmental trauma. It seems like every aspect of our global system is challenged, troubling, and breaking down all at the same time. So it is a very challenging time where we're in a world-changing time where the old system no longer holds together, is breaking down. We have problems larger than our previous structures know how to respond to, and we have to recreate our world.
So when did this, I guess I'm curious, and I apologize for being hung up on this, but I'm just curious as to when we talk about an apocalypse and navigating it, of these breakdowns, this is something that we've seen over the last few years, or has been building for decades?
Well, it's been building for decades, and we've ignored the problems.
And now we're feeling it.
Yes.
We're feeling it,
or as people would say in the East, this is our karma.
Right.
That these problems have been building for decades. The original meaning of apocalypse, of course, it refers back to the book of Revelations.
Right.
Apocalypse means to tear the cover off and reveal what is hidden. Tragically, much of what is hidden has been the degree to which we've been insensitive, selfish, greedy toward each other and toward our environment, and not dealt with our old problems. We've been warned about this breakdown for decades. You and I grew up in a time, you know, in the 60s when it wasn't just Vietnam. We were being warned about environmental catastrophe, and we've continued to ignore it. So now we're at a time where, and I think the Trump presidency represents this.
Right.
The cover is off. The darkness and challenges and shadow dimensions are revealed, and we have to look at them together, collectively, and respond in new, meaningful ways.
So you've been doing this work since the 1970s, as I mentioned in the introduction. So this is the worst you've seen it. I don't want to put
yes.
words in your mouth, but is that true?
Yes. Even, you know, I came to Albany in the good old 60s and 70s to go to college, and I've spent my life here, like so many of us. When I'm working with college students today, they're saying, you had it easy in the 60s. Really, it was simple. You had to worry about Vietnam, women's rights, the civil rights movement, and the environment. You only had four problems. The college students are saying, we have so many problems. The world seems to be in such bad condition that we don't even know what problem to work on because it won't make that much difference. Many people are becoming activated, and that's great. And we should honor the young students, the youth today, for standing up and saying, we need to make changes in the system. But very many people are in such despair, they're just checking out.
So is this separate, if you will, from the work that you do with veterans and PTSD, or does it all come together?
Thank you. That's a good and important question. It all comes together. As you know, and our community knows, I've been specializing in working with our veterans and military for decades. I have learned so much about the impact of trauma, its universal dimensions, how much people, all of us, are affected as if we have been in the combat zone by the degree of violence and breakdown we're all being exposed to, that we are naturally extending our understanding of military and veteran trauma to all of us, to our first responders who are also our domestic warriors trying
right.
to help and protect us, to all of the survivors of the various kinds of trauma. And we are finding universal dimensions of the traumatic wound. And there is much hope because when we understand trauma, we can also understand it as an opportunity for transformational growth and change for the individual and the society.
And the idea that, again, going back to the work that you've been doing since the 1970s, and with these problems, how has your job changed? I mean, how has our approach changed to dealing with these issues?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like, at very least, I mean, if there is any good news here, that we as a culture are more familiar with the term PTSD. We're more familiar with the problems that have been caused. And in some way, has that changed the way that we treat it? And in some ways, because we can identify it, that I don't want to use the word easy, but it makes an inroad perhaps you wouldn't have otherwise had.
Oh, yes, that's an important point. And we should be thankful to all of the groups, the Vietnam veterans, women survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse, Holocaust survivors. They all lobbied really hard for the original PTSD diagnosis. And the mental health system responded actually afterwards as a response to this suffering that was going on. So to your point, we have a name for the traumatic wound now. We didn't even have that until 1980.
Right.
We have extensive, both mainstream from conventional medicine, we have extensive trauma response programs. We have had extraordinary advances in brain research so that now there are many practitioners able to help heal what we call the broken brain, the way the brain has been impacted by trauma. That's all new since the 70s and the 80s. And we have many, many, many holistic practices like equine therapy and service dogs. And our younger veterans whom you've had on the show who are writing songs, and that there's an artistic renaissance among young trauma survivors saying, we want to tell our stories, we want to get it to the public, we want to give the trauma meaning, we want to use it for creative fuel, not just to be broken down. So there are many new approaches, and there's a lot of positive dimension to responding to this universal traumatic wound.
Yeah, our next guest is Dr. Lauren Lindner, and her work is in working with animals and veterans, and the work that has been that she's been doing out in California. So we'll talk about that in a few moments. In the few moments that we have left, let's talk about the Summer Institute, Trauma Healing and the Human Spirit, happening June 28th through the 30th at Gideon Putnam. I mentioned your keynote. Besides that, what else will be going on?
Yes, well, we have trauma experts coming from all over the country. So we have 10 of the leading trauma theoreticians and clinicians. So we will be covering not only military trauma, as I will, but we will discuss sexual trauma, which is key in the news today, of course, environmental trauma, how to work with families, with trauma survivors. We will talking about the spiritual and religious dimension of how to find hope, faith, grace again after trauma. And we will be also using some of the most exciting artistic practices like drama, theater, therapy, holistic and holotropic breath work for deep healing. So we're introducing a full understanding of the range of trauma, approach to the different types of trauma within the universalistic understanding, and hopeful means for helping to heal both individuals all the way up to the collective system we're all part of.
You can find out more information about the Institute by going to soldiersheart.net, soldiersheart.net. The Soldier's Heart Summer Institute is presenting Trauma, Healing, and the Human Spirit, happening June 28th through the 30th at the Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga Springs. And again, you can find out more about that, and you can find out more about Ed's work by going to soldiersheart.net. Dr. Ed Tick, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for the wonderful work you do, and thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome, Joe, and thank you for having me, and your great work, too.
Always a pleasure. Thank
you. Talk to you again.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.